Hi there, and welcome back to the University of Laws podcast. My name is Rick Palmer. I'm going to be your host. This podcast episode is a quick one and it's just an introduction. So we're introducing a new mini series of just a few different podcasts in which I'm going to talk to different people who've got different research and different areas of expertise about what human rights means to them. Now I'm going to talk to you really quickly about what I'm doing this for and why I think it's really important for us to understand what we mean when we say human rights. A lot of people say to me, I want to be a human rights lawyer. And so I always say, well, what does that actually mean to you? So I'm sure everyone who's listening has got a really good idea of what they believe human rights are and how they are affected by different things that are going on in the world. But I imagine if you each speak to each other, you find out that you have slightly different alternative versions of what human rights is. I'm going to do another thing. I'm going to read the dictionary definition. So Cambridge Dictionary says that human rights is the basic rights that is generally considered all people should have, such as justice and freedom to say what you think. I think that's a pretty good definition. But where does it apply and what do we apply it to? And that really starts to come down to you and what your passion is with regards to human rights. Think about my question, like, what is a human rights lawyer? Well, if we think about a definition and we think actually what one is, a human rights lawyer is a lot of different lawyers. You know, you could be someone who works in housing law and you're helping people's human rights because you're making sure they get the right housing that they deserve. You could be in family law and you're looking after the welfare of children. You could be in immigration law and you're looking at the rights of people who are being detained in immigration camps or centres. It literally encompasses most areas of law, and it's just about actually making sure that laws aren't used to marginalise and hurt people. So get ready for me to just bombard you with some ideas. Let's think about what's happened in just 2020, the Black Lives Matter campaign. There are children that are being charged as adults in criminal justice systems. There's a gender pay gap. There were issues with free school dinners not being honoured in lockdown. The US was planning to roll back healthcare based on your gender identity. So if you're trans, you were restricted from all the healthcare you could receive. Ethiopian military are threatening civilians. Hong Kong protesters were having their freedom of speech revoked. Ireland's reproductive rights were being challenged. In Iran, peaceful human rights defender Nazarene is still facing 38 years in prison, as well as other punishments just for her work in human rights and the anti-veil law. There's tons more, and that's just stuff that I've read very briefly today. And most of these stories you can find on mainstream media, on Amnesty International. A website I used is called Human Rights Watch. And you can just find out about so much that's going on. And it's interesting, though, where we all have different types of human rights, because I've read some there that are about America, and we hear so much about violations that are happening, mainly affected by who's in leadership at the time. We also hear, though, about ones that are really close to home. You know, we've got immigration issues. We've got people not being given the bare minimum they require to survive through benefits. There's lots of human rights violations we see that are very close to home. And then much more overseas in very different cultural areas, we see stuff happening where people's human rights are violated a lot more based on things such as their sexuality, their gender, just their upbringing. So there's such a huge variety, and it kind of touches all over the place. So you kind of need to work out what you want to be the human rights advocate you're going to be, what you want to be the advocate for. Sadly, it's usually that a community or a person's getting marginalized or made to suffer, and it's in order usually to bring some power or to some financial gain to someone else. So we need to figure out who that is, be smart, and work out what we're going to do with that information. So what can we do? Well, as a future lawyer, criminologist, or police officer, or politician, people who might be interested in the Union of Law, because those are our courses, there is actually a lot you can do once you're in your career. And this is the reason you should be so enthusiastic about your career. So what could you do? Well, to protect someone that's vulnerable, if as a lawyer, you could work in human rights and you could do stuff to do with slave labour in factories, or you could work on making appeals to for overseas tourists that are facing harsh sentences. As a police officer, a probation officer, a prison officer, you can change from the inside, something that we always use the term institutionalized when we're talking about it. And there are some great changes that already have been made, and we're lucky in a lot of other countries. But we still do have a ways to go, and we do still have a slightly skewed criminal justice system. So maybe that's why we want to get into those jobs, so we can start to make the changes we want to see, you know, support connections with the local community, raise awareness within that industry. You could also be a criminologist, where you'll do lots of research and you'll do some things like raising awareness for certain causes of injustice. You might be supporting lawyers with making appeals. Use your research, your facts, and highlight the issues that you're seeing to do with the criminal justice system that's here. That's what you can do then. But firstly, you want to think about, what can I do now? So how can I actually show that I am being part of the movement? I'm being part of the voice. Well, start off with, don't hide from it. And this is something that I was once told, and it was quite a powerful thing. It was not that long ago. It's about the Black Lives Matter campaign. And I said, sometimes I can't go on social media because I'm just exhausted with reading all this horrible, hate-filled stuff that's happening to people that I, to be honest, wasn't even aware that half of it was still happening. And someone said something really powerful to me, and they said, well, when you turn off your phone, they can't. So whoever you're wanting to support as a marginalized person, they can't get away with it. So it's keep yourself face to face with it and keep yourself on top of it. I also want to really employ you to be smart and knowledgeable. Often going against people who with human rights violations who are belligerent and won't listen to reason. So if you don't have a well-formed, intelligent, fact-based argument, and you're going off certain things like your understanding of a certain policy via Instagram, what you're really doing is kind of not presenting the strong argument that they need to have in order to be challenged. So you need to start really understanding how to read a news article properly and get the information out of it that is important. And then you start to do your, in 20 years, campaigning. So this right now, I would say, would be something such as, you could maybe check out change.org. They have tons of petitions that are in protection of people's human rights. So see if there's anything there that you feel very passionate about, you might want to sign up to. You could go on Amnesty International and check out what letter writing campaigns they have, or see if you can support them with raising awareness for certain issues that they're supporting that are out there in the world. Or even if you see something closer to home or a violation that you've seen in the UK that you think is unfair, you can write a letter to your local MP, find out who that is, send them a letter, make your voice heard to your local MP, that is their job. The main thing, though, is to be smart and to listen. Other people that don't understand that they could be, you know, contributing to the issue, they sometimes don't want to hear you just aggressively tell them that they're in the wrong, because they don't think they're in the wrong at that point. So you need to hear them out. So make sure that you don't just railroad someone. You need to, if you are going to challenge someone, hear what they've got to say, understand their point of view, and then maybe speak to them and raise awareness of your point of view, and how maybe some of their information might have been manipulated before they got it. Or maybe they're just not thinking about everything from a true perspective of the situation. Don't be the person that shouts if someone calls you a snowflake or refers to what you're saying as political correctness gone mad. So you've got to be effective, because there's no right trying to be a human rights supporter or campaigner if all you're going to do is rile up the people that are breaching those human rights. We need to make sure that our course of action leads to the end game that we want. And sometimes that's listening to someone who you didn't want to listen to. And just make sure that you always go to them with a fully loaded, like, bag of tricks. You want to know everything about what you're going to do. And this is a little challenge that I'm going to set. And it's that if you think about something that you've been really passionate about over the last 6 to 12 months, say, a lot of you, I imagine this could be Black Lives Matter. It could be something to do with the way COVID's been handled. Now, I think that, like, this is similar to me. You've probably learned a lot about this through, you know, Instagram posts and things that people are sharing on social media. And that's a great thing. Social media is a powerful tool, which is really, you know, putting a looking glass onto a lot of people who are breaking the rules. But it's also not always going to be the most reliable source. You're going to have someone's perspective on an issue, and sometimes that's completely wrong. So we need to actually work out, well, what do we really think about this? And an example I'm going to give you is, I was doing an event recently and I was talking about racism in the UK police force and Black Lives Matter and so on, things like that. And people were rightly so, outraged by all the inequality and so on that happens in the police force. And then I was being told lots of stuff about George Floyd and about people being attacked whilst they're protesting and about all the rights that are being violated. And I stopped and said, so do we think these are all really good arguments for what's wrong with the UK justice system? And everyone was saying, yeah, they were really fired up and powerful. And I said, these are all great violations of human rights and they're things that shouldn't happen. They happened in America, though. Don't come to me with information that doesn't support your cause and then try and push it down and say, this is all evidence to our cause, because all it does is it weakens your cause. So go away and think about what you've been really passionate about. So that might be about Black Lives Matter. So go away and research it and see what is the change we want to see in the UK with Black Lives Matter. You know, we actually want stuff to happen more about openness and about an acceptance of our history. So maybe that's what you're going to do, is you're going to realise, actually, you know what, this wasn't so much. I mean, there are some issues within the police force, but it wasn't so much about our police force. It was more about not hiding and whitewashing our past and acknowledging some of the things that the UK was guilty of in the past. You know, that's the reason that one of the most prolific things in the Black Lives Matter campaign in the UK was to pull down a statue of a slave owner. So let's just be smart about how we're doing it. So my challenge to you is to go away and think about something that you've been passionate about, and then take that and read about it and really think, well, where can I actually help with this? And then speak to some of your friends about it and maybe see if they feel the same way as you, if they agree that your reaction is the same. But like I say, always listen. And then you'll know if you've done it right or wrong. And you might actually be able to hear someone who can change your mind and say, why don't you try doing this instead? And that'll be really powerful. Anyway, that's all I really want to say. It's just a little introduction to how I would start tackling human rights, just to make sure you're doing it effectively. Because we want to be very powerful. We've got this power and we want to use it effectively. We don't want to do anything that's going to weaken our stances. So the next few human rights events we're going to have coming up, the next few podcasts we're going to have about human rights coming up, really cool. We've got our first one is from Angela Charles, who's a tutor at the University of Law, and she is going to talk about Black women and the UK prison system. We also have Amnesty International come in talking to us about the bailing law in Iran. And we've got Luke Hubbard talking to us about queer criminology and how the justice system doesn't always help the LGBTQ plus community. So it's a great variety of different things you might find some interest in, and a bit of awareness for stuff you didn't know about. And make sure you check out our website, law.ac.uk. Go to our book and event area and check it out, because we have got lots of criminal justice and human rights events available to you. And we really want you to enlighten this passion so that you can go away and write brilliant personal statements, but also in your own life, get involved in the defence of people's human rights. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. Tune in again. Make sure you don't miss out on our other podcasts. We've got some great stuff out there for you. And yeah, keep up to date with us, and we look forward to speaking with you again.